This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Arturo Garcia Jr. Date of birth, February the 5th, 1965. Case ID number is 4727053. Date of exam, December the 15th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Dionisio B. Calvo III, dated 4/25/2022. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old married male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, coronary artery disease, headaches, back and neck pain, and ankle/feet problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in 2019, where he worked at office work as a clerk for 11 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is working part-time. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. The claimant states that he was in prison from 1993 to 2006. Allegations, number one, hypertension, number two, coronary artery disease, number three, headaches, number four, back and neck pain, number five, ankle and foot pain. History of allegations, number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and midbrain headaches, which he had been having approximately for 1 or 2 months prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant does have in-organ damage with a myocardial infarction, which occurred on December the 21st, 2004. He denies any cerebrovascular accident or nephropathy at this time. His blood pressure at this visit was 143/87 mmHg. He is presently taking losartan-hydrochlorothiazide 50 mg/12.5 mg QD. And he is presently also on metoprolol succinic ER 25 mg QD. His blood pressure appears to be very well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, coronary artery disease. The claimant states that on December the 21st, 2004, he presented himself to Christus St. Michael Hospital and was hospitalized for 1 week. Secondary to having complete blockage of an artery, and the placement of a stent was done. He was also diagnosed with a ST elevated myocardial infarction. The claimant states at that time he felt a pressure pain located on the left chest area that did not radiate to any other part of his body. He states that occasionally he'll have the same little chest pain for 1 or 2 minutes, and that it's a chest pain that he usually has at least once a month. The claimant states that the pain is not precipitated by any kind of exertion, resting, but occasionally food intake. He was given nitroglycerin tablets, however, he has not used them since he received them. He states his chest pain is relieved by resting. His other symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, and dizziness. He denies any diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. His physician is Dr. Richard Sanchez. The claimant's risk factors include hypertension, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, and high cholesterol. He denies having diabetes mellitus. The claimant also suffers from peptic ulcer disease and gastritis. He denies any history of hiatal hernia, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, pulmonary emboli, or costal chondritis. The claimant does suffer from shortness of breath and states that he has to sleep with four pillows at night, but denies any pedal edema. He was diagnosed with ST elevated myocardial infarction with stent placement and the left anterior descending coronary artery in 2004 and with stable angina. Allegation number three, headaches. The claimant states that in 2020, he was developing tension headaches, but mostly headaches from hypertension with epitaxis, nosebleeds. He states the character of the headache is a burning sensation located in the vertex midbrain area, which he usually has every other day. The associated symptoms include scalp tenderness, comma, and vertigo. He denies any nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, or poor vision. He was diagnosed with headaches secondary to hypertension and is states that he is presently taking hypertension medications for his headache, which relieves his headache within 30 minutes. He was diagnosed with tension headache secondary to hypertension, which is relieved with hypertensive medications. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, back and neck pain. The claimant states that in 2016, when he was in prison, he fell and injured his back and his cervical spine, which occurred in 2002. He states the character of the pain is a burning sensation located mostly in his lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate to any other part of his body. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 20 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant does have an assisted device, which is a back brace that he uses. His physician is Dr. Joseph Arevalo. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, and watering the plants. He is presently also seeing Dr. Juan Garcia, and states that he has seen a chiropractor in the past and received 8 months of physical therapy. He is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams BID, which does give some relief. He was diagnosed with facade arthropathy of the L4, L5, and L5S1 area. Allegations number five, ankle and foot problems. The claimant states that in 2004, he started to develop ankle and foot pain along with knee problems. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis. No x-rays were performed. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling and warmth. And occasionally pain and stiffness. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. The claimant has no assistive devices except for a back brace, and his physician is Dr. Juan Garcia. He is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. His physical activity includes doing minor chores. family history. His father is 77 and has had a cerebrovascular accident and stents also placed in his heart. He also suffers from hypertension and diabetes mellitus. His mother died at the age of 43 from cancer of the neck area. Medications, Losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic ER, 25 milligrams QD, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 40 milligrams QD, Afrin nasal spray, one spray in each nostril QD, Tylenol, 500 milligrams BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, nitroglycerin tablets, 0.4 milligrams sublingually, PRN is needed for pain. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, ankle and foot problems, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, back and neck pain, comma, coronary artery disease with a history of ST elevation, myocardial infarction, and the placement of a stent in the left anterior descending coronary artery, headaches, comma, facet arthropathy of the L4, L5, and L5S1 area, social history, tobacco, the claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 40 years, alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking a 6-pack per week for 35 years, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant has a history of smoking marijuana, he denies the use of cocaine, crack, or heroin. His last uses of marijuana was in 2019. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 148 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a half inches, BP 143 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 67 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General, this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the thoracic spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There's no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He's able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment at this time. Allegations, number one, hypertension, - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 143 over 87 mmHg. Allegation, number two, coronary artery disease with a history of ST elevated myocardial infarction, - has been treated with a stent placement of the left anterior descending coronary artery. The claimant's condition appears to be stable. He has not had any angina since his procedure and has not had to use his nitroglycerin tablets. Allegation number three, headaches, dash, secondary to hypertension, is being treated with hypertensive medications. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number four, back and neck pain, secondary to facet arthropathy of the L4, L5, and L5S1 area. Normal physical exam at this time. Number five, ankle and foot problems, dash, normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Arturo Garcia, Jr.